5th, 2009, and this is Radio Wave. Thank you for joining us on today's broadcast of Radio Wave. Our host is a friend of Medjugorje, and again, this is part five of the 10 Secrets of Medjugorje series that we have been featuring on Medjugorje.com. For those of you that have been following over the events over the past week, we've been featuring something new every single day about the 10 Secrets, and of course, today's show is the fifth noontime show about the 10 Secrets of Medjugorje. So we go into the broadcast. We've only got about a half hour. But first thing we'd like to ask is, of course, tomorrow we're going to go into more of how we are preparing for the time of the great evangelization and the release of the secrets. And maybe a friend of Medjugorje will just speak to us, how exactly will the 10 Secrets be revealed?
Well, we know from what the visionaries have told us, including Mariana, which is the main 10 Secret visionary as far as the admonition is concerned, and we know she's chosen a priest, Father Pitar, to release these secrets. And we did an interview with Father Pitar a few months back that we never released. Of course, we put it on site. We took a transcript of it, but on there we asked him actually what his role is in this, and as far as getting it from related, and what does he know about, explain about the parchment?
That is Mariana. She is a visionary. We don't know when that will take place. She received from Our Lady 10 secrets. She has also revealed as a parchment, it's not from this world, but something that Our Lady gave her, and on it are the 10 secrets. If they are written right there.
So that was an interview we did several months ago, and we've been waiting to release that because we were able to talk at length about the secrets and dwell on that and then how things worked and what Father Pitar's view was. And so we got several clips we'll be playing from him, but also paralleling with that, Mariana, what she said. We did a big documentary in June of 1988. That's been 20 years ago. Actually, over 20, almost 22 years ago now. That we did a documentary called The Last and Sign with Martin Sheen. And that evolved through a lot of circumstances, and we spent probably 1 year making this, but we did interviews with all the visionaries. We filed them. We've got a lot of things on file. We documented the tapes and a lot of tape recordings, and it was pretty formal and thorough, but there's some interesting things that comes to light now that Mariana told us back then, that pulling them out of our archives and really looking at this, especially rebuilding or to build up Medjugorje.com or Medj.com as we started off, to really put all these things together and see how it fit and what was said. I know most of the people go to Medjugorje, ask the visionaries about the secrets, and then they respond, they're secrets, and that's the end of it. But there's a lot can be said about that, and a lot has been said through the years about the secrets. Not revealing them because we don't want to know that because it's not God's will. But as we said in the first show last week, Our Lady has let the visionaries know that they have secrets. The purpose of that is to build an anticipation of that. Why keep a secret? Why not just, if that's not the case, why not just go right up to the secrets, then right before it happens, just say it? Because you're not going to get no attention to it. So Jesus often told the disciples or the apostles, go in the town, next town, and warn them and tell them I'm coming. Well, what did he do that for? He needed billboards, just like we do today. Human nature is the same. People need to be forewarned. And so in that next town say, the Messiah's coming here? Let me go get man. They couldn't get on the telephone or the cell phone. So they may have walked, you know, several miles to go tell the family in the rural areas around the town to come. And by the time Jesus got there, the hordes of people were there. And it's no different now. Our Lady does want attention on this. And this is something I reject from anybody that says don't talk about the secrets. Or don't ask about the secrets. You can be inornately wrapped up in them, yeah, of course. But the fact of the matter is we need to look to Our Lady about the secrets. Did she just mention them in 1980s early and hasn't said anything else about it? Throughout all the years, she's mentioned these things off and on, especially on the annual apparitions. So Our Lady wants to keep this candle lit. She wants us to know about it and be aware of it. And so in 1988, we were there with Mariana and asked her about the parchment and asked her her words on it and to explain it to us.
When I got all the 10 secrets, I was always afraid that I might forget something. I was not sure about myself to remember all those dates, and it was it gave me trouble all the time. So one day while I was having the vision, Mary simply gave me that we call it foil, or that parchment. It is neither a paper nor a tissue or a fabric, just like old pergaments, parchments. So all the 10 secrets are nicely written on it. And so I keep that paper in the drawer with the rest of my papers.
Now, there's something very interesting in this. This has never been released before. This is actually the first time we've ever released this audio-wise. We put it on the site underneath the button of 10 Secrets, but we've never released these audios. But the thing that's important is by seeing what the visionaries say, she said something pretty incredible. It says that she was having trouble with all those dates. What does that reveal to you? That there's more than one date. But she didn't say just one or two dates. She says those dates. So obviously, you could remember 3-4 dates maybe, but if it becomes more than that, it can be confusing. So she said she was having trouble with all those dates. So we know there's going to be different dates and different places and different things that happen. What magnitude or what they'll be, we can't know, and we're not allowed to know at this point. But we can look at this and realize and heighten our interest in this and heighten conversion to it, because many people have come to Medjugorje through the secrets. And right now we're in an age and time in our not only our nation, but the world, that we know we're in trouble. We know that it is God comeback time, as I wrote Friday. We've got something in the air. It's just logic. And you don't have to be a big, big believer to know that. Everybody knows it. Everybody feels it. Everybody sees it. So we have deep concerns on all levels and many varying and contradicting solutions to that. And very few are really hitting the mark. And the mark is prayer, praying. Our problems are so complicated, only God can fix it. We had a trade magazine we get because we have on Sawmill here. And in one of them, I was reading a few weeks ago, it said that basically that we're looking at a real off year. We've only had so many housing starts this past year, and last year wasn't good, But everybody's talking and everybody's saying how great it's going to be in 2011, 2012. You know, we're going to go from, you know, a few hundred thousand housing starts to several million housing starts. Where are they getting that from? It's their hope. They hope that's what's going to happen. But it's a false hope in the sense that you can't fix this problem because we need to figure out and realize why are we resulting in a problem? We're resulting in a problem because of what? Morality. Our economic situation can be blamed on this and this circumstance. If we look at it at a human level, you can say, well, housing, this and this. You can explain it away. But there's only one root cause to fix it, and only one root reason is there. Yes, yeah, through human issues, it starts to fall, but it's morals. We don't have an economic problem, we've got a moral problem. You fix the moral problem, you fix the economic time and the problem we have with it. This is the way it works, always through history. You know, God said, you'll eat off the fat of the land, live my commandments. We live the commandments, God blesses his people. You don't live the commandments, God doesn't bless his people. Our lady just told us, and you want to do this without God's blessing? And she just told us a couple of days ago. You know, my heart seizes with pain. So our own children still aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. So we talked to Father Peter again, asked a question in regards to the parchment that him receiving the parchment, what's he going to do with this? And this is what he said.
When the time comes that for the secrets to be relieved, rather the first secrets,
Desedana Priest,
10 days before,
ona će mi dati tu pergamenu,
she will give me this parchment,
ja ću moći prvu tajnu pročitati,
and I will be then able to read the first secret.
Onda ću mora 7 dana postiti zajedno s njom.
Then along with her, I will fast for 7 days and pray.
I moliti.
Yes.
Da bi 3 dana mogao objaviti svijetu što se...
And then I would be able to reveal it to the world what will take place.
Točno gdje, kako I kako dugo.
Where, how, and how long.
Tako prije svake tajne.
That is before every secret.
See, there's something there revealed. Now, he's talked to Mariani, obviously, because he was chosen, so she's explained this to him, so that's where he gets it from. But he reveals something. He says how, where, and how long. And you can meditate on these things. You know, you dissect things. You know, a doctor performs an autopsy on her body and he goes back and tries to figure out what was the cause of death. What is the cause of the secrets? Let's dissect this. Are we just going to change by how they keep coming to us? We haven't changed. She's having to say right now to us, I'm looking at your hearts and my heart is seized with pain looking at you. And that's my children, not the non-believers. Same with them, but they're ignorant. They don't know what you know. So it's important to understand that we're very accountable. And so we have to dissect this just as a doctor performs this to find out, our pathologist, why this death occurred. Why is the death of our culture as we know it? And I'm saying the death of our culture. There's aspects of our culture that's going to die. One being the economic situation as it's structured. It will die. Don't put your faith into it. Don't think I got to keep trying to do everything that's been done 2 years and 3 years and hope it all comes back. Make provisions and plans the opposite way. And I'm not talking about storing your food up in a corner. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I'm talking about live different. January 25th, 1987. Behold, today, as of today, start living a new life as today. We are to live differently. What did God tell us in the beginning? How to live an agrarian way of life. Does that mean we can't have science? Doctors? Everybody's going to be planting a garden? No. I mean, Benjamin Franklin went into farming. The whole nature of cities, even, was close to the soil. They had pigs in the city. You can't do that now. They don't allow it. We put our faith in something 100 miles away is going to deliver our food. I know from California they deliver, I think it's to Chicago, every day produce. All the way from California to Chicago. And you got one-day-old fruit or two-day-old fruit, whatever it is. Forget this stuff. Just think. Everything not of God is going to die. The autopsy will reveal is because it's so full of greed. It's so full of corruption. It doesn't work. And it's not condemning the free market. Free market is based on Christian principles. You get out there and you toil and you get something. You sell your pair of socks, you yarn, whatever. We're talking about a system that's gotten so antichrist in the way it operates and with everything. And people say, we have people say, stay out of politics. You don't know what you're talking about. All you people that think this is political or whatever in political, you simply are ignorant. You've never pulled your head out of the sand. Keep it there. Because remember, all your head's going to be there and it'll be easy to be lopped off. And that's what's going to happen. Be aware of everything going on. Don't narrow these messages down. It's just for us to go to Mass and pray. It's to be culturalized in everything. Your job, the dump truck you're driving, the high-rise office you're working in. Everything is to culturalize the messages. This is why, right before our radio program of the night, we have this news on. It's not to give you news. We picked several articles, and we put a message to show you how to look at that news and then apply the template of the message on that item. So what your Mary's view would be. What is Mary's view of this article? And we're doing that to train you, to teach you everything you see here in Reading Touch. Everything you teach your children. Everything you confront somebody with. You put the template of the message over that. And don't mistake Our Lady's love for wishy-washy. Mariana says she has a great spirit of decision. Don't mistake Our Lady's love as just hushy-cushy and we're soft. Love sometimes is very strong, very firm. And Our Lady was just very firm with us. We don't even like to... Well, many people want to say, oh, well, that's not really Our Lady. They'll take it all hushy-cushy. That was a very firm, strong message from a mother who loves us. What you're doing makes me sick, basically, what she says. I say it in a human level, but read it. So much so, it causes pain. I mean, she's in heaven. She's enjoying heavenly bliss. And she's in pain in heaven? She said that. So what does Mariana tell us about what Father Pittar just told about the parchment when he receives it? What does she explain in 1988, going back there from this recent interview of Father Pittar, we go back to 1988, to what Mariana says then?
On this parchment, I have 10 secrets with the dates and the place where they are going to take place. And that parchment I should give to the priest of my choice, to whom I feel liking to give this, to share this with him 10 days before I should give this paper to him, and he could only see the secret which is going to happen. He can see only the first secret. He should pray for 10 days on bread and water. On the third day before the secret divulges, he should make it public that this and that was going to happen in this place, that it should be convincing that Our Lady had been here, that she did not call us in vain to peace, to love, to conversion.
So we have Mariana showing to us very clearly, correlating the same things we heard Father Pittar say and the things we've heard correlated. You know, this is 21 years apart. Father Pittar, again, a recent interview, Mariana, over 21 years ago. And she says, what, where, when? So we know these things are going to be in that fashion. And, yeah, we can't guess it. We can't narrow it down. And we tend to think as humans, in our human way of thinking, in our minds, earthquake, something like that. But these things are going to be something that's going to convince totally as such a nature as we've not seen before. It's going to be in such a way that there's just no way that people can sit there and say, well, this is just an act of nature. This just happened. It's going to be clearly an act of God. And the purpose of it is for the completion, to walk toward the ending of these apparitions and a completion to prove these apparitions and that people put faith in them. But like Mariana said, too, though, and other visionaries, and what we already know with Jesus' life on earth, not everybody's going to believe.
Undeniable, unstoppable. No one on earth will escape it. Changing the course of history till the last man walks the earth. Never has the world seen before, and once gone, never will they see again. Medjugorje, the apparitions of the Virgin Mary, the Queen of Peace, the final call to conversion, and the last apparitions on earth. Medjugorje, the fulfillment of all Marian apparitions, a booklet by a friend of Medjugorje, available from Caritas of Birmingham. Order on Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, and click on MedjMart, or call in the U.S. 205-672-2000. Medjugorje, The Fulfillment of All Marian Apparitions.
You're listening to Radio Wave with a friend of Medjugorje.
So we have Father Petaro talking about, or rather Mariana, we just heard from him about the parchment and about how that would be used. And it's fascinating to think of this parchment. And you think of the Shroud of Turin, and you think of these relics, holy relics of the Church. What is this parchment going to be in the future? Very important, because this thing originated from heaven. The Tilm of Guadalupe, the image originated from heaven. But this is actually a cloth or a parchment given to Mariana. And so we asked Father Petaro if he had ever seen the parchment before.
Some people I know, they did tell me that they've seen. Personally, I never did. Some of her cousins saw it. Because they were, I noticed they were watching us something and kind of. And our lady then said to Mariana, do not show this to anyone yet. Until the time of revelation comes.
So if you saw this parchment, what would you see on it? Would you read the secrets? What would you understand? It's fascinating. And it's a cause of wanting to convert and change and amend your life, knowing that we're talking about, knowing there's physical evidence of these secrets. It's not just something that they've got. They've got it written down on paper. Mariana at least does. And the fact that she has this, because she couldn't remember all those dates and when, where, and how. And Father Petaro could be an interpretation translation edition. He says, how long? We don't know if that was from Mariana, just how he discerned it, or how he was told, or maybe insight he did get from her. But one thing we do know is that this exists, and Mariana has showed it to people also, and they can read it. And she explains why.
I showed it to a cousin of mine, and she just saw a letter. She did not see any secrets. She just saw it as a letter. And I showed it to, I think it was my aunt. I showed it to her. She just saw certain poems. Nobody sees the same. Only I can see the secrets. So there's no danger. I don't have to hide it, to conceal it. I can keep it on the table because nobody is able to read it. The secrets.
So, again, even though Mariana had struggled remembering everything, I think the parchment is another way to collect interest as time goes on toward these things, so there'll be the audience. As I said about Jesus in the example, go to the next town and tell them I'm coming. You know, these things are coming. And they're coming down at us at a determining factor of how we see society falling and where we're headed. And all he just says, my children, where are you going? After she said, my heart is seized with pain looking at your hearts. Where are you going, my children? So we're headed towards something. And Mariana explains further about these secrets and the things why she put it away.
They were all confused. One saw it was a song, the other saw it was a letter. They were surprised. So I thought something was wrong about that, so that I should not show it to anybody else. It causes laughter, surprise. I just folded the paper and put it away into my drawer. I never asked them about any other experience about that.
So the people see it, they may see a poem, they may see a letter, but only if Father Petaro, if he saw it, he would not see the secrets. And he won't see the second and the third. He'll only see the secret at the time he gets the parchment from Mariana as he's supposed to announce it. So even the character of it is a living supernatural thing we know from just these experiences, all of which, again, should add some fascinating thoughts to where we're headed. For the scoffers, the people don't believe it, hey, we've talked about over and over and over how the deterioration of society speaks and cries out to God to rescue us. So we know it's in our time, and we know it's coming that way. But at the same time, should people be afraid? Should they be concerned about these things happening? We asked Father Pitar when we were connected with him a few months ago, ask him about that question.
On this time of grace, which is given to us for conversion and for accepting these messages, which will help us to convert. I have no desire to scare anyone with these
messages.
The only one that could be frightened by it is the one that does not believe and have not converted.
Mm-hmm.
And in that sense, you can accept the meaning of the secret.
Hermiana said once, Our Lady's messages here prepare us for what is to come. She calls us to conversion now, which means complete surrender to God. If we do that, we're not afraid, not even of death. So that's Mariana's advice. Should we fear these things? Ivanka said, nothing should frighten us except disobeying God's will. Imagine that. That's the only thing you should be afraid of. You know, love wins everything. Hate loses everything. You become a loser. And the world is filled with hate now. And so it's the most dangerous thing to do. Because that's represented by Satan and love by God. So disobeying God's will is the only thing we should be frightened of. John displayed obedience is best displayed. Our love is best displayed by obedience. Where there's disobedience, there's no love. Vizca said, people should not be afraid if they are prepared. If we are afraid of these kinds of things, we don't have confidence in God. Fear of this kind does not come from God. It can only come from Satan, who wants to disturb us, so that we close ourselves to God and are not able to pray. With God, you can only have confidence and strength to go through any troubles. The best preparation is to pray every day, go to Mass, read the Bible. With prayer and penance, the chastisements can be lessened. I can only say, prepare for all eternity. Or rather, prepare, and for all eternity, you will thank God if you do that. And Maria herself says, this is a time of grace, great grace and mercy. Now is the time to listen to these messages and change our lives. Those who will do will never be able to thank God enough. This is opportunity time. I know a landowner in a county that has bought a lot of land. He says he did it by buying when everybody else is selling and selling when everybody else is buying. This is that kind of time. You know, this is the moment to change our life. This is the time to cash in. We can make tremendous gains for what we'll do. And what Our Lady also said, you can imagine what the Heavenly Father will reward you with. And so this is cash in time, and a lot of gains can be made for us. Not fear of this, at the same time, not be stupid. You know, we need to be preparing, and that's what we're doing, a spiritual, a soap of preparation, but we're also doing a physical preparation. That's what we're releasing tomorrow, to let you know how we're looking, what we're going to be doing, and how we can collaborate with the Lady for the conversion world. She's asked for that. I want you to collaborate with me, she said, and I want to collaborate with you. So Our Lady partners with you. And some of us may not have a ministry that's only hitting 60%, some 20%, some 80%. I'm sure we're not 100% what she'd want us to be. But the thing is, with all our heart, all our might, all our prayer, all our fasting and sacrifices, we want to be in collaboration with her. And we want to prepare for these secrets when they're released to spread them, to warn people, to not to scare them, but to give the validity of the messages that the aftermath is like when Noah stepped off the ark and the world was purified and cleansed. People are going to need to know about Our Lady. They're going to need to learn what was the message. What was this about? How did y'all live the message in the time of grace? So there's other things connected with this. And this has caused people fear. We asked Marianne about the people who store food. And she again explains, don't be afraid of God.
That is what I said at the beginning. For some priests, not all, they imagine God in a wrong way. For when I was young, it was a man with a beard sitting on a chair and only punishes, nothing else. But when you are longer with God, you are, and pray, you understand that it is not that like that, because He is like any other father on earth. If He are good, He will award you. If you are, if you repent, He will forgive you. For He gave us confession. So I think you should not fear God, just like any other father, even more, because He is easy to forgive.
And Mariana explained something. I had a real deep conversation. We could do a whole show on this several years after that, in which actually you can get the booklet called Mariana Mystery Revealed. It was something fantastic that she revealed. But going through our archives in 1988, this interview, she said some things that alluded to that, and I never caught that before. In 1988, I didn't catch it. I didn't catch it until years later. When did I write Mystery Revealed? That's in,
I think it was in 97, I believe.
97. So you're talking about 9, 10 years later, after this interview, I sat down with her and she talked about this. And let's play that clip now, because it's pretty incredible.
On every second in the month, I don't see Our Lady, but we pray together for unbelievers. We pray special rosaries. They are not these rosaries we pray for. Of course, Our Lady does not pray Hail Mary. We pray the prayers which are going to be in the book about her life. And these prayers are in this book. So each month we pray three such rosaries for unbelievers. And this year I should have another vision. I don't know when, because of the secret.
Now, at the time, Mariana wasn't receiving Our Lady on the second of the month, except through an interlocution, in which those interlocutions lasted several hours. When I sat down with her years later after this, not connecting that first interview that we did, Mariana revealed at that point that there's some kind of grace going to come for she's saying prayers, her and Visca both, these certain prayers that she has that will sweep through the whole world somehow. I asked her what they were, and she said she couldn't tell me at the time. But here she reveals in 88, 89 years before, that they're in the life of Our Lady. Those prayers will show up there. So whenever that's going to release, if not before, through Mariana or Visca, we'll find out through the book. But I ask her, what's the purpose of those prayers? And she says, for the conversion of non-believers, those who have never known the love of God. So these prayers are mounting up. And when I wrote the prayer, Prayer for Non-Believers, which you can look up on the site, that was wrote in anticipation that we start joining our prayers on the second of the month, though we don't know this type of prayer Mariana and Visca have, that we could, and I want you to read that. Go to that prayer after this program or later when you hear this. Look it up. Could they do a word search on it in Mariana's non-believer prayer?
Right. They could find it in the prayers and novenas, prayer
section.
For non-believers.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, in this prayer, people are praying it all around the world, Italy, every place now. This prayer is not popular, but the gist behind that is to join our prayers with these prayers Mariana's saying, so that when this is released, there's going to be some kind of great wave sweep through the whole world, and non-believers will experience somehow, we don't understand, the presence of the love of God. So many of them taste it for the first time because they never had that through their parents or through their family life or through the destruction of their families or whatever, street people, well, whoever they are. They will experience some kind of supernatural grace, something along that lines. We don't have the details, but I did talk to Mariana enough to get that understanding. I asked her, were they rosaries? So though it was translated that way, what you just heard, is not rosaries. Mariana explained it's like a circular prayer, you know, like the rosary, but it's not the rosary. So that's what we know about that. Mariana Mystery Revealed has many other things about that, because we have a really beautiful conversation about this. And again, the purpose of it is to motivate people to come on the second of the month to use this booklet, and you can download, I think that's downloadable, free.
Right.
Download it on the site. Read it. Order these things. Pass them out. Pass out, order from here the non-believer prayers. All these things we produce very cheap for you to be a Medjugorje center in your house, in your parish, out on the streets. We're out somewhere eating. We have Medjugorje material on us. You and I both was just out. We gave us two people. One of them just came right up to us and started talking to us. We eased right into what we do. And they, you know, we gave them the information to the site, just MEJ.com, if you can't remember that. My point is, though, going back to the secrets, is that, there's an all-encompassing thing. I asked Mariana, were these as part of the secret? She says, no, this is not the secret. If the rosaries were, or the prayers were the secret, she says, no. I asked her then, can you tell me? She says, no, it's not to be released right now, but they will be released. So this thing's much bigger. You're talking about the transformation of the world. Don't narrow your thinking down because something you look at that you might think is political. We're supposed to be put the template of the message over the politics. Do you understand that? Of our leaders, put the template of our lady's message over them and see what kind of job they're doing. Put the template of our lady's message over your children, see if you're raising the right way, over your father and motherhood, and see if you're doing right. Everything. You know, I'm disgusted when I see people write. And you know, the majority is in agreement, but saying you're being political. What do you mean? What's political about murdering babies? What's political about advancing abominable lifestyles that God has destroyed cities for? Where's the political? You're warped. You who think that are completely off base. Your mentality is totally wrong. You haven't gone through conversion. You may have begun it, but you don't understand it. You will, though. So, how soon is this going to happen? When will it happen? We asked Father Pitar this, what his feeling was, being that he's the receiver of the parchment, he's going to read him. Would he read it? What did he think? What's he feeling in his heart?
I do have a sense and a feeling that this may come very, very soon. But I really don't want to speculate or tell dates about it. You can look at the world today and you'll see how urgent it is for us to convert and turn to God. The world was never, I would say, sicker and more sinful as it is nowadays. And I believe that God is speaking to us through this, and he needs to do something for us.
On čini već.
He's already doing it.
Ali jedan veći zahvat očekuje da se...
But I also wait for his greater involvement.
Moramo pomoći svi Isusu.
We must help to Jesus. All of us must help him.
Da se svijet ozbilji.
That the world will get serious.
I da prihvati spasenje koje mu
se nudi. That the world would accept the salvation that is being offered.
So we have very clearly the feeling of Father Pitar is in his heart that this is very soon. And of course, when I asked him why, he came up and said, look around you. Look around you. And that's all you have to do. And that's not me saying that. That's not me interpreting that. That's not me looking at something. Our Lady just said that. Little children, look at the signs. Look around you at the signs of the times. She didn't say look at the signs. She said look around you at the signs of the times. Father Pitar just said that. We've been saying that on some show and we've been writing about it for years. Look around you at the signs of the times. What do you think's coming? Does that mean we have an anxiety attack? No. We should have a prayer attack. I want to go on my knees. Does that mean she would be biting her fingernails? No, we should be holding our hands in front of us in folded prayer. Fasting. Sacrifice. And the most important thing above all that is just doing our Satan life perfectly. If you're a husband, do it perfectly. If you're a wife, do it perfectly. If you're children, obey your parents. There's a legitimate authority that's there, not by merit, but because God put them there. And even the leaders we just wrote about, God put them there. That's not in question. But God puts them there also because of a cause. That's the cause to have the effect. The effect is that we're going to get on our knees and pray these people out of here. Because we're headed, just like I said, where are you going? Well, to hell. I laid the end of that message. Where are you going, my children? She ended it, you know, referring to it, you're going to go to hell. You're going to die forever. Don't go that way. Don't follow that. So it's not about legitimacy. All authority is from God. But sometimes that authority is put there to have an effect. They're the cause and have an effect of us changing our direction and saying, hey, this is all way wrong. Because if you know, if the leaking faucet just leaks drip, 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 do you call the plumber? If it breaks, the pipe breaks, and you got 1-inch water line pipe, water all over your kitchen, you call the plumber. Our pipes broke, and everybody's reacting and seeing them. People are praying more than ever. We're doing a nine-day bread and water fast for our nation. We're inviting other people who are from their nations to pray for their nation and fast. And we put out the writing Betrayal through our newsletter, Words of the Harvester, and also online last Monday, a week ago. And on the Words of the Harvester, when it gets to the second page, we had a reminder about our fasting that we announced 2 months ago. It's unbelievable when this hit in the mail, how many people, when they started reading about how we've been betrayed, how many people want to fast. Each person that fasts for 9 days covers one day of the new coming year. January 1st, your 9-day fast will cover that if you came in the first person. The second person, January 2nd, your whole 9-day fast will cover that for our nation and for the world. We're already into 2011, February 2011. And where do you get hundreds of people fasting for 9 days on bread and water? We've gone up on some past years, 2,500 people. But people want to do it now because they know something's up. They're ready to come on board. Go online, look at this. Join us for this fast. If you missed it today, just add one more day to the fast. But we also asked Mariana what she felt, what's in her heart about how soon this is going to be.
Soon.
That was her answer. Just soon. So what does that tell you? We do know it's going to happen in the visionary's lifetime. We do know Father Pitar, as I've written many times, is 63 at this point. If he lives to be 75 years of age, give or take a few years, is from this moment, which is from this moment, 10 days from this moment, to, say, next 11, 12 years. So we're going to see some incredible things, very incredible things. We're out of time. We're over time. We were supposed to be 30 minutes, but we couldn't get away from some of these things. But you want to say anything before we go?
Just real briefly, tomorrow's show again will be at 12 noon. And, of course, this will be the culmination of the 10 Secrets of Medjugorje series. And send this out to everyone you know, all of the people on your mail lists, those of you that have people that you send to every single day. Tell them about this, especially about tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow at 12 noon Central Time. And again, we'll be publishing on Medjugorje.com tomorrow how we are preparing for the time of the release of the secrets. So look for that. Again, that will be published tomorrow, and we'll see you tomorrow at the same time.
And we'd like to end this with, remember what Our Lady's words of June 25th, 2000, the day before the third secret of famine was released, the one who prays is not afraid of the future. So no fear.